Adventures of Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim is based on the characters in the action strip of the same name, which appears every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million children who find this comic section the tops in entertainment. Follow the amusing antics of Bringing Up Father, Barney Google, Skippy, and Donald Duck, as well as a host of others. All in full color, all by the best talent to be had. If you haven't read the Comic Weekly lately, be sure to get it this Sunday. It comes with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Don't miss it. And now, the adventures of Jungle Jim. Jim is launched on a new mission. Probably the most important, the most serious one of his entire career. Mr. Murchison, the head of G2, told Jim that his job was to appear to be a traitor to his country in order to get in with the huge spy ring operating secretly in the United States. Jim accepted the job, fully realizing the gravity of his undertaking. Mr. Murchison lost no time in getting the wheels moving. Jim was accused and tried for treason on fake charges and sentenced to 25 years in prison. This was all part of the plan to throw Jim in with a known enemy agent in the prison. Jim secured the confidence of this man, called Hart, and the two planned and executed an escape. Now, Jim is at the secret headquarters of the spy ring and is being questioned by the man known merely as the head. However, Jim can't see him as the man is in the other room and is speaking to Jim over a microphone.
Why have you wanted to join our organization?
I told you I didn't want to join. Your man Hart persuaded me to join. It was either that or a rotten prison.
The prison? How did you get there? You have been known as a loyal American, a hero. How is it that you are called a traitor and a spy?
You read the papers, don't you? There's no secret to that. For some reason or other, I was framed.
Yes, and that is what I should like to find out. Why were you framed, as you call it? We had nothing to do with it.
And I couldn't tell you that.
Perhaps you can, Mr. Bradley.
What do you mean?
I mean, I think you lie.
Lie?
Yes, Mr. Bradley.
Well, what can I say?
You will say plenty, Mr. Bradley. Plenty before we are through with you.
Yes, sir?
Take Mr. Bradley and lock him up. He and I will continue our discussion later when he is more likely to tell us his real purpose.
But I've told you.
Remove him.
Come, Bradley.
Okay, boys, have it your way. Let's go, Hart.
After you, Mr. Bradley. And please notice that I have a gun in my hand. In here.
Thank you.
There. Now listen, Bradley. You're in pretty much of a spot. The head doesn't trust you.
Trust me? That lad wouldn't trust his own shadow.
Don't joke about this. You're in serious trouble.
Well, Mr. Hart, you've got me into it. There I was in my nice, cozy little cell, secure for 25 years. And you talked me into joining you and your little plot.
I know. I exceeded my orders. My orders were merely to find out if you were working secretly for the Intelligence Department of the United States Army.
Well, did you find out?
Yes. I'm convinced you're not. That you really were framed and sent to prison for something you didn't do.
Oh, I get it now. You thought that I was really after you boys.
What else?
Well, I must say it's a wonderful idea. Too bad we didn't think of it.
Yes. Well, now I want to help you clear yourself of the head.
But why? Why should you worry about me?
I don't know. Perhaps because I haven't forgotten how you climbed back into that pipe and saved my life at the risk of your own.
Forget it. I'd have done it for anyone.
Bradley, I'm going to persuade the head to give you one more chance to prove yourself.
How?
Tonight, we're starting on a very important job. One part of this job is very dangerous, but I think you can do it. If you succeed...
I'll be in?
Yes.
And if I fail?
If you fail, you'll die.
I see.
What's your answer?
What's my job?
Good. I knew you'd see things my way. Now, tonight, when the guard is changing at the new laboratory... The laboratory is just up ahead, sir.
Good, good. Now, Mr. Bradley, you know what you are to do.
Well, first, I'm to get in the laboratory past the guards.
Yes. We will help you with that.
I see. Well, then, get in the laboratory building. And when I'm in, I'm to let you and Hart in.
You will pose as one of the government technicians.
I see.
There are only two or three working there tonight.
You make it sound very simple.
It's not safe to approach any closer, sir.
Very well. I will wait here.
All right, come, Bradley.
Right with you.
You are now on your own, Bradley.
Uh-huh. Hey, wait a minute. That wire fence, it's charged with electricity. How am I going to get over that?
You're not going over it. You're going through it.
Oh. How?
We're going to cut the wires.
But if we cut the wires, won't they know at the main control house that the circuit's been broken?
You're taking that into consideration, too, Mr. Bradley. Here. I'll show you. Now, you see these two long pieces of wire?
With the clips on the ends?
Exactly. These I will attach to the cut wires. They will never know that the circuit has been broken.
You think of everything, don't you?
Yes, Bradley, everything. But here, to begin. Put on this pair of insulated gloves.
Right. Now what?
Now, hold on the wires while I cut them.
Okay.
First, I clip on our wires. There. And now... There. Climb through, Bradley. Just push our wires apart.
Yeah, they're very pliable.
All right?
Yes?
Good. In 20 minutes, I shall expect to see you at the front entrance to the laboratory, where you'll let us in. You understand, Bradley? 20 minutes.
So far, so good. I wonder if there's a phone in this place. Oh, good. This is 764ZY. I must speak with Mr. Murchison immediately.
Murchison speaking, Jim. Where are you?
In one of the offices of the new laboratory.
What? How did you get there? I knew you'd managed to escape from prison with Hart, but
I haven't time to go into explanations now, Mr. Murchison. Listen to what I'm going to tell you.
Go ahead.
I got in with the ring of spies and saboteurs as you ordered.
Good.
They believe my story enough to test me out on this job. They mean to steal the plans of the new airplane supercharger here at the laboratory.
How did they know it would be there? It's only been there for 12 hours.
I can't tell you how, but they know. Now, look. If you can get some men over here in the next 20 minutes or less, I think we'll bag two important boys in the ring. And one of them is called the Head.
Right. I'll be there.
I'll see you then. Goodbye.
All right, mister, up with your hands.
What?
One false move and I'll fire. Reach up high.
Okay, you got me. Well, let me explain my reason for being here.
You better start explaining fast, mister. You're in a very bad position to do any good.
What time is it?
7 minutes after 12.
4 minutes late. I tell you, he has double-crossed us, Hart.
Maybe he's just run into some difficulty.
And there's no use waiting any longer. It is too dangerous.
Oh, I'm sure they're around here somewhere, Sampson. Said they'd be here at 12. After 12 now.
That's Bradley now.
Who is that with him?
Looks like a uniformed guard.
It's a trap. He has trapped us. Let us go.
Wait. It's foolish for us to run now.
You know, Mr. Jones, you sure had me worried when I ran across you there in the building with all the lights.
Listen.
Did I?
Well, you see, I'm new here, and I don't know all the men working here yet.
You hear that? God thinks he's one of the technicians.
Yes, so he does.
I told you you could trust him.
Where did you say your friends were?
Well, I said I'd be waiting near the front gate.
Oh, there you are, John. I thought you said you'd be out to get us promptly at 12.
Oh, hello, Al. Hello, Mr. Smith. Sorry about being late, but... when one gets busy, well, you know how it is.
Don't mention it, Jones. We don't mind. Now, about...
Oh, yes, I nearly forgot. Johnson, I wonder if you'd show Mr. Hart and Mr. Smith around the laboratory. You see, I've got to get back to my work now.
Well, I'm afraid nobody's allowed into the laboratory or the grounds without an official pass from Mr. Richards.
Well, let's go get one. Meanwhile, you'll open the gate and let my friends in, won't you?
Well, it isn't according to rules, Mr. Jones.
We'll go right upstairs and get a pass from Richards.
Well, if you'll take the responsibility for this, Mr. Jones...
Ah, glad to.
Well, very well.
Ah, come on in, boys.
Thanks, Jones.
All right, Johnson. Now, will you take us up to Mr. Richards so we can get that pass?
Well, here we are. This is Mr. Richards' office.
All right, go on in.
Thank you.
No one here.
Mr. Richards must have stepped out for a minute. I'll go find him and I'll tell him that you're here.
I do not think you will. Put up your hands.
What?
What's the meaning of this?
All right, Mr. Whiteley, and you, guard. You can stop all this lovely play acting. Take the gun away from the guard, Hart.
Righto.
You thought you had me fooled, eh, Whiteley? I knew you were cooking up some kind of a trap for us when you mentioned the name of Richards. Richards was transferred from this laboratory 30 days ago.
Well, you can't kill a man for trying.
Oh, yes, we can. And we're going to do just that.
You'll never get away with this.
We've been doing all right so far, Mr. Johnson. Tie them up, Hart. We will deal with them after we have the plans. So nice of you to bring us to the room where the plans are kept. In that safe there, are they not? Not in the mood for talking, huh? Well, we will soon find out. Tie them up, Hart.
Yes, sir. Turn around, both of you.
Sure, sure.
Mr. Hart! Down, Johnson, down!
Come out from behind that desk. Come back and get us. Hart! Hart!
Foolish to depend on your friend Hart now. I put him to sleep with the left of the jaw.
Very funny, Mr. Padley. But I am coming after you.
Come ahead.
Look, Johnson, I'm going to make a jump for the light switch. In the dark, he won't know what he's firing at.
Okay.
This time I will not miss, Padley. I will get you if it is the last thing I do. I told you I would get you, Whiteley. Now you, Johnson, come out. My gun is trained right between your eyes.
Very well, I'll come out.
Now to open the safe. Let's see if I've killed Whiteley first.
Quick, Johnson, grab the gun.
All right, I've got it.
Now it's our turn to give orders. Get off the floor.
Don't shoot. Whiteley, tell Johnson not to shoot.
Don't worry, Hughes. The government's got something better than that for you. Johnson, listen.
Yes, sir. Well, you've been shot, Mr. Bradley.
Don't worry about that. Listen, quick. Mr. Murchison of G2 will be here any minute.
Mr. Bradley. Oh, no. No, you. You stay right where you are. I'm not taking my eyes off you till Mr. Murchison gets here. Now, don't move.
Jim. No, boy. Don't try to sit up. We're taking you to the hospital.
Did we get them, Mr. Murchison?
Not we, Jim. You got them.
Oh, there were moments when I wasn't so sure.
You've caught two of the biggest fish in that Nazi pond of espionage. Oh,
good. Wonder why I go to work again.
We'll see about that, Jim. First, you go to a hospital, and then we'll see. Then we'll see.
So Jim successfully completed his first big job for Mr. Murchison. What new adventures are ahead? Next week, we'll be back with more Adventures of Jungle Jim. You can follow other adventures of Jungle Jim every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. Every week, millions of men, women, and youngsters find a heap of fun and action in this entertaining comic section. If you haven't read it lately, buy it this Sunday. It comes with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. You'll find a host of friends, old and new, the best comics and action pictures, all in full color. You'll say it's the best entertainment buy you've ever made. Don't forget, the Comic Weekly comes with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Don't miss it. Thank you.